Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Episode 100. I mean, this is pretty epic, folks. We don't spend a lot of time rambling at the beginning of the show, like all these other trivia podcasts, but today I feel like we deserve some rambling. So what's been going on? Well, I'm wearing a big old cast on my hand because I tore a ligament in my thumb playing old man soccer. I'm getting old. Mila, what's new in your life?
I don't know. I started school.
Oh yeah, she started school. She is now a middle schooler. So we would expect a little bit of an increase in her correct answers. The round today, flowers, 100, boxing, and horses. Round one, flowers. The White Lotus, a hit TV show. But what do you really know about the flower? It's native to Asia, Australia, and Africa. And it's a symbol for rebirth, enlightenment, and purity. Question one. Which singer has a song called Flowers?
Miley Cyrus?
Yes, and apparently Samantha Ebert. Miley was born with the name Destiny, but she smiled so much that her nickname was Smiley, and then that got shortened to Miley, and then she eventually legally changed her name to Miley. Question two. Which flower is traditionally associated with peace and is the national flower of Japan?
I don't know.
Cherry blossom. There are over 600 types of cherry blossom trees. Question three. What flower did Vincent van Gogh famously paint in a series of works?
A sunflower?
Yes. Van Gogh's neighbor lived to be 122 years old. I don't know if I even believe it, to be honest. Did they have the internet back then? I doubt it. Question four. Which flower is famous for its role in the Beauty and the Beast fairy tale?
A rose?
Yes. Beauty and the Beast is probably one of the best Disney movies. Lion King, another one. Mila, what's your favorite Disney movie?
I don't think I have one.
What about the one with the magical house? That's good.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Encanto.
Yeah. We don't talk about Bruno. Question five. You can't have flowers without bees, the number one pollinator in the world. True or false? Honey never spoils.
True?
Correct. It never spoils. Archaeologists have found edible honey in tombs thousands of years old. Here's a little trick we do at our house when the honey gets really hard. You put it in the microwave for about 15 seconds. Good as new. Mila starts super strong, 4 out of 5. Round two, 100. It is our 100th episode, but we are business as usual. Question one, what is the term for 100 years?
A century?
Yes. Ancient Roman armies were divided into groups of 100 men called centuries. Question two. What is the math term for the number one followed by 100 zeros?
I don't know.
A Google. Google's name is a play on the word Google. The math term is spelled G-O-O-G-O-L. Question 3. Who is on the $100 bill?
I'm not rich enough to know that.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. Benjamin Franklin. It's the largest U.S. bill still in circulation. Question 4. In Roman numerals, what letter represents the number 100?
Ten X's.
The letter C. The C stands for centum, the Latin word for 100. Question 5. What popular phrase means giving your complete effort, often symbolized with the emoji 100?
Um, 100%.
The phrase is keeping it 100. But you know what? 100's in the answer. That's a tough one. I'm giving you half a point. 1.5 for round 2. Putting her at, I think, 5.5 for the show. Golf Pong, they have made it. We knew them when they were small. Better just check the link in the description. And heading into round 3 boxing, that's going to be a tough one for Mila, but it might be another one of those learning rounds or one just for the listeners. Question 1. Who is known as the greatest in boxing history?
I don't know.
Muhammad Ali. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Question 2. What does KO stand for in boxing?
I don't know.
Knockout. Knockout ends a match immediately. Question 3. Who was the youngest boxing heavyweight champion ever at 20 years old?
I have no idea.
Yeah. If I say the name, I wonder if you've ever heard of it. Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah, because now he's famous. He's been in some movies, and he's just kind of a notorious fella. Mike Tyson earned 44 of his 50 wins by knockout. Question 4. Which boxing film won the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1976? You don't know, right?
Something about boxing.
Rocky. Sylvester Stallone wrote the screenplay in just 3 days. The Rocky steps at the Philadelphia Museum of Art are now iconic. And question 5. Rocky Marciano is famous because he's the only heavyweight champion to do what?
I don't know.
He never lost. He retired undefeated, 49-0. And Rocky the movie was inspired a little bit by Rocky.
Well, I've never lost either.
At boxing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're also not the heavyweight champion of the world.
I've never won either, yeah.
True that. Well, we kind of figured Mila would get 0 there, and she did. We'll call it a technical knockout. Round 4, horses. Question 1. Who has more bones, horses or people?
People?
Yes, by one bone. 206 for the peoples, 205 for the horses. Question 2. What is the term for a horse's height measurement?
I didn't know there was one.
Hands. One hand equals 4 inches. The measurement dates back to ancient Egypt, so they might say that horse has 20 hands or something like that. Question 3. What U.S. horse race is called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports?
The 2 minute horse race.
The Kentucky Derby. Winners are draped in a blanket of roses. See how we connect that to the flower round? Question 4. Which Greek mythical creature is a winged horse?
A Pegasus?
Correct. One thumb up. Born from Medusa's blood. Question 5. What horse-drawn vehicle is famously used in New York's Central Park?
I don't know.
A carriage! And horse-drawn carriages date back thousands of years. How did she do? Couple of points. If my math is mathing, she's at 7.5. Two truths and a lie. Peanuts. Statement 1. Peanuts are a major ingredient in dynamite. Statement 2. The peanut plant flowers above ground but develops peanuts underground. Statement 3. Peanuts originally came from North America. So you have peanuts in dynamite. Peanuts underground but the flower above ground. Peanuts originally from North America. Meal, the lie.
North America.
She got it. You know where they're originally from?
No.
South America. Nice work. 8.5. 100 episodes in the book. Something to be proud of. I'm proud, Mila. How do you feel?
Eh.
Okay. Great times. And we'll catch you next time.